This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Jay Hanselman with Howard Wilkinson. The eyes of the political world will be watching Kentucky's 2014 U.S. Senate race as Mitch McConnell tries to keep his job. He's facing a primary challenge from a Tea Party candidate, and there's a rising star in the Democratic Party eyeing the Senate seat, too. Plus, the state's junior senator, Rand Paul, could be faced with tough choices in the McConnell race, even though he's not on the ballot next year. This hour, we'll be talking about Kentucky politics with political activists who live in northern Kentucky. You can join the conversation, too. Our phone number is 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Again, the number 513-419-7100. Joining us now on the phone is Larry Sabato, who's the director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. His crystal ball website is one of the most closely watched in the country by politicians on both sides of the aisle. He's also a frequent guest on national news shows. In 2008, he correctly projected Barack Obama would win the presidency in a near landslide. In addition, Sabato accurately predicted 98% of Senate, House, and governor winners in 2006, 2008, 2010, and 2012. Larry Sabato, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thank you so much.
You know, polls show a close race for Mitch McConnell. One analyst calls it a toss-up, and you say it's likely Republican. What's your reasoning behind that rating?
The reasoning is, first of all, Mitch McConnell is a wily, shrewd incumbent, one of the wiliest and shrewdest in the United States Senate. Second, even though he's had his controversies and perhaps people have tired of him after all these years, in Kentucky, he's in the right party in the right year. This is the coming up to the sixth year election in a two-term Democratic administration. President Obama is very unpopular in Kentucky, got 38%, 38-39% in the election in 2012, and probably is below that in the popularity polls, job approval polls right now. So it's just going to be very difficult to dislodge him. Our ratings, by the way, are not based on the percentage of the vote someone will get. If we're fairly confident someone's going to get 51, 52, 53, then we call it likely or lean, depending on the circumstances. So this could be a close race. It might not be a landslide or a runaway, but it's awfully tough to beat him.
Is it surprising to you, Larry, that Mitch McConnell's approval rating is so low in this state? I mean, it's not much higher than Barack Obama's. And, you know, he lost by 20-some points in 2012.
Sure. That's one of the factors that would cause you to say this might be closer than expected. But you also have to look at how the parties stack up and who's likely to vote in an off-year election. The turnout is going to be well down from 2012. That's true in virtually every state. Well, who is the first to drop off? Tends to be minorities, young people who come out for a presidential election. Gee, which categories of voters are they? Into which party camp do they fall? They're Democratic. And so midterm elections tend to be more Republican in the composition of the electorate. Not true every midterm. The 2006 midterm during the Bush administration, the sixth-year itch for Bush, was more Democratic and anti-Bush because of the Iraq War. Doesn't always happen, but it usually happens.
Do you think there's – I mean, Bevin, his primary opponent on the Republican side, obviously has Tea Party support within Kentucky. That's a pretty powerful force, particularly in northern Kentucky. Is he going to get hurt in any way by a primary fight with this guy when he takes on Grimes?
Well, he could. Bevin's got a lot of money and seems to be willing to spend it and has been very tough on McConnell so far. You can tell McConnell is concerned, or at least he's going to make sure he doesn't give Bevin any opening. He's already had a tough ad out about the fact that Bevin didn't vote for George W. Bush in 2004, and Bevin said he has never belonged to the Tea Party. Those are the messages that McConnell wants to get out to the Republican base about Bevin.
And McConnell as you say, is a very tough campaigner. I mean, he does not hold back. You know, he did this to Ashley Judd when she was just barely thinking about running against him. you know, and he's already started it with Bevin and with Grimes. I mean, and he's got the money to be able to do it.
That's exactly right. You know, this race, by the way, could break all records for a Senate contest. And Kentucky is not that populous a state compared to many others. It's not impossible that this could be an $80 million, even $100 million race, counting the candidates and the super PACs and independent efforts combined. That's an enormous amount of money for Kentucky. And as far as McConnell's concerned, one thing, and I would apply this to Mary Landrieu, who's a Democrat down in Louisiana, who's going to be hard-pressed next year. But I give them an edge because they're incumbents who've had to fight hard to hold their seats. McConnell's only had one landslide. All of his other races from 84 on have been tough races. He's had to claw to get back in, even in years favorable for Republicans. Landrieu, it's the same for her in Louisiana. Because they know how to fight tough, close races, they're actually in a stronger position than a long-term incumbent who's had puff piece races over the years.
Does Grimes have anything going for her, I mean, in terms of this campaign?
Sure.
What's her strong set?
She's a credible Democrat.
Yeah.
She's a credible Democrat. She's in statewide office. Obviously, her father knows Democratic politics well, having been chair,
right.
State chair. She knows politics very well. She's going to have the support of Democrats, both activists and fundraisers and donors throughout the country, because they probably hate McConnell more than they do anybody else on the ballot nationally. So I think she's going to have plenty of resources, plenty of professional help, to do as much as she can do, given the circumstances of 2014.
We had a Facebook comment from Rebecca who asked a question, and she wanted to know, does Grimes really have a shot at unseating McConnell? And she further asked, could a bloody Republican primary fight give her a chance? What's your response to that?
Yes, she has a real credible chance to knock McConnell off. I've already said I think McConnell will end up winning, but it's 14 months. Until the election, all kinds of things can happen, and the bloodier the Republican primary gets, the better chance Grimes will have, simply because I think many of the Bevin voters could potentially be so turned off to McConnell that they will not vote at all. I don't see them voting for Grimes, but I could see them deciding to either not show up at the polls or skip that race. You know, that's happened in other contests where Tea Party candidates have lost and where the primary has turned bitter. And we also have to note back in 2010, the Tea Party upset a lot of favorites. They're not as strong as they were, I don't believe, in 2010, but it's always possible they could end up with a giant upset here. Whether they'll win in the fall is another question. Grimes might have a better chance against Bevin.
Where does this leave the state's junior Senator Rand Paul, who's a favorite of the Tea Party? I mean, he has endorsed Mitch McConnell, but what does that mean for his Tea Party support, especially if he wants to run for president in 2016?
I've wondered about this because usually what happens is a Tea Party person gets elected to the Senate, and then to some degree they become institutionalized, in part because they don't want to be irrelevant. Doesn't always happen, you know, as Ted Cruz from Texas probably is an exception. He hasn't been institutionalized. Mike Lee from Utah, another Tea Party guy, got elected to the Senate, hasn't been institutionalized. But Rand Paul, while he continues to press on issues that please the Tea Party, seems to have realized it's in his interest to play ball with the minority leader who may become the majority leader, Mitch McConnell. He's endorsed him, though. We'll see how much he works for him. And his campaign manager, you know, the guy holding his nose, is of course, McConnell's campaign manager.
Yeah, I mean, Rand Paul is obviously moving closer to trying to move closer to the mainstream. But, you know, it's a delicate balancing act, though, isn't it?
It's very delicate. You can lose Tea Party people very quickly. They seem especially attuned to any movement by people they regard as mainstays of their movement into the establishment. They're suspicious of everybody. And while they like a lot of the things Rand Paul is saying, they...
Did we lose Larry?
Yes.
We've lost Larry. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. We'll take a short break, and we will be back to continue our conversation about Kentucky politics on 91.7 WVXU.